here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We had some big U.S. soccer news today. The announcement of the 30-man roster for the U.S. men's national team for the upcoming World Cup. And also today, a huge TV deal announced for Major League Soccer and the U.S. national team. We'll go live to the home of the Cosmos, Short Stadium at Hofstra University, in just a moment to speak with Michael Lewis about these developments. He's there covering Monday Night Football for the Cosmos this evening. We'll also have Lance Roseboom from the Rhinos at 7 p.m. tonight, and that'll be about we'll talk about the U.S. Open Cup match this Wednesday as the Rhinos host Western Mass, and the heroine of the Western New York Flash 2-0 win yesterday over Sky Blue, getting her first shutout in her professional debut. Kelsey Weiss, the goalie for the Flash, will be with us, and of course Dick Howard will be on with all the latest world soccer news. But most importantly, we have back with us tonight our host Joe Redcard Presidente Sirianni.
Thank you, Andrew. I feel like a stranger on the show since I've been away for so long, but sometimes you get involved in stuff that you have to take care of it, and then you turn between the thing that you like to do the most and the thing that you have to do. There's a difference between the thing that you want to do, that you enjoy, which is soccer, and the thing that I have to do because I am the president of the Italian American Community Center. But in any event, I thank you very much for carrying on by yourself and doing the job that you're doing. Thank you so much for holding the fort, so to speak.
And, well, it's not just myself. It's also Dick and Michael as well. And, you know, this show has been, for those of you just tuning in for the first time, this is the longest-running soccer radio show in North America. The 20th anniversary show will be June 9th. We will have a special show. We'll be looking back at the history. We'll be bringing on some of the old guests and hopefully have a big guest on the show. We're working on that right now. But mark it down, June 9th. And also, we'll look you know next week for sure, but we have a plan for the June 16th show because, of course, the U.S. men's national team will be playing in their first World Cup match against Ghana right during our normal showtime. So next week we'll have an announcement about something special we're going to do on that night, June 16th. But right now let's get to our first correspondent and our good friend Michael Lewis, who is live at Short Stadium with the Cosmos taking on Minnesota United tonight. But, of course, today we had big news about U.S. soccer. We'll get to that right now with Michael, and then his report is brought to you by Salen's premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. The website is www.salen.com. It's spelled S-A-H-L-E-N. Michael, how's things out at the home of the Cosmos?
So far, so good. It's not raining. Andrew, it's good to speak to you again. And who is that guy on the show with you? Joe, what's his name? His last name is sort of familiar. It's been a while.
Thank
Sirianni,
you, Mike.
That's it. Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a while. And I feel as though I'm a stranger in paradise because this is where paradise really is. But I would like you to describe the atmosphere at the stadium. I know that you're there. And I said, we know that you're there. Just tell us a little bit the atmosphere that you have at the stadium right now. And,
well,
you know, what's
there
expected?
Isn't much. There's not that many people here yet. It's an hour before game time. There might be 50 people here right now. The problem is it's a Monday night game. It might be Monday night football, but it's not Monday night football as we all know it. And before I forget, I apologize for all the background announcements. Cannot escape that here at all. But I wish I could say there is an atmosphere here, but there isn't.
Well, that's okay. We know there'll be something coming up. That's why we're having Michael on earlier tonight, is because as we get closer to his normal time spot, it's going to be pretty crazy out with the Cosmos taking on Minnesota. But today, Michael, you've been a busy guy today. Boy, you had a big announcement this morning about the television deal. This afternoon, we have the announcement of the roster for the U.S. men's national team and the Cosmos tonight. Boy, I don't envy you. You're putting in a lot of overtime this evening.
I don't envy myself either. Actually, I didn't go into the city for the announcement. There was a limit of how many places you could be in one day, and I figured watch it on the computer, be on the conference call with Jurgen Klinsmann and cover the game tonight. And I think that's the best way to do it.
Well,
let's talk about for the background noise. Yeah. I just can't escape it.
That's all right. We don't really hear anything. We're hearing you just fine. So,
okay.
The big announcement today: 30-man roster will be cut to 23 for the World Cup, and of course, there's going to be talk and controversy. I mean, the main names are all there: Tim Howard, Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, all those guys. The names that were left off: Eddie Johnson, who was a big part of U.S. World Cup qualifying. Breck Shea, another name that certainly you're very familiar with, former Red Bull player. Those are a couple of the guys that have been left off the 30-man roster. But looking at the roster, what do you think about it?
Well, you know, you've got the big guns, the most important players, and that's the most, players that you mentioned. Yes, Eddie Johnson was the biggest surprise. Not that he's not on, remember, this is a 30-man roster, not the 23-man roster. I thought Klinsmann would at least bring him in to see how he would look in camp. Obviously, Klinsmann just doesn't think he would fit in well with this team. And, you know, I hate to use the word chemistry, but maybe that has something to do with it. Klinsmann said that it had nothing to do with Eddie Johnson's comments about his teammates' skill factor compared to the Seattle Sounders. But even if that's the case, that was probably the last nail in the coffin for him. It didn't help his cause, let's put it that way. But yes, Eddie Johnson played a key role in several U.S. qualifiers with his speed. One thing you have to remember is that CONCACAF is like a cat compared to the World Cup, which is a lion mountain. And what works in CONCACAF doesn't necessarily work in the World Cup. Two different animals, maybe the same species, the same line, but two different animals. And, we'll see if Klinsmann made the right decision. He's got to make, on this roster, whether it's 30 or 23, particularly 23, he's got to make the perfect choice because there could be very little room for error playing against the likes of Ghana, Portugal and Germany in the first round of the World Cup.
Mike, talking about, you just said that the World Cup is the World Cup. I mean, there's no other sports can really compare it to it. And the pressure that goes on the coaches and the players, because they're not only representing who they are personally, but they represent the country. So, what is your comment on what really goes on in the team? Because it's different. The thinking is different, like selecting 11 players for a regular game. It's selecting 11 players who represent the country, not just a certain team.
I really think any coach. And Klinsmann has been there as a player, winning it all and finishing third place as a coach as recently as 2006. And I think yes, there are tons of talent, but I really think what a coach wants is you're in this foxhole, this giant foxhole with 23 players. You want people that are going to have your back, not necessarily think, I'm better than him, why aren't I not playing, contributing to the team. And I think, again, it's an overused word or phrase, whatever you want to call it, but I think chemistry plays a big, big role. And he's got to make the most difficult cuts of them all by June the 2nd. And I think he's got a good idea of who's going where, but there are some spots that are up for grabs. And as we all know, there will be injuries in training camp. There always will be. But it comes down to, I think, can you put together a cohesive unit? It's not always about the best players. And I think, again, Klinsmann being there before, he understands that.
Right. And, Michael, looking at the roster, just tallying real quick, about half are MLS-based players, half are non-MLS. A lot of German influence in this team. We've got three defenders who play in Germany, John Brooks, Fabian Johnson, and Timmy Chandler, who's not played for a while due to injury. And, of course, we've got the young starlet, Julian Green from Bayern Munich, Jermaine Jones, who played many, many years in Germany, now plays for Beşiktaş in Turkey. But you wonder if Jürgen's looking at that number three match in this group where the U.S. has to play Germany, and you have players who are familiar with those German players from the Bundesliga, and that is why he has gone this route to select a
I think that he's definitely looking ahead to that. And I think he, again, putting together that right group of players, it's sometimes you're going to bring in maybe a player who can play two or three positions. There's someone who's very versatile. Than someone who is very good at just one position, unless he's outstanding. I mean, you're not going to leave off someone like a Clint Dempsey off the team. But, you know, with Germany, as the final game, and maybe the U.S. might need a tie then, or keep the score down. We keep forgetting about that. Goal differential could play a factor in whether or not the U.S. Advances. I think it is key. When you have players who are familiar going against players that they've played against this year or another season. So I think that's a smart move.
And let's before we know we're running out of time here, but we got to talk a little bit about the other big news of the day. It's all about money. It's all about coverage. It's the U.S. soccer and MLS signing a deal with ESPN, Fox, and Univision, and they'll have three dedicated windows MLS will on the weekends, and the deal is approximately $90 million. It runs from 2015 to 2022. It also includes U.S. national team. The Fox networks will be covering the World Cup after this World Cup, so the ones in Russia and currently Qatar. We'll see what happens with that. But it's a big deal, I think, with MLS. It gives them more coverage, and I think it gives them those spots that they'll be games every single week, and people can plan on watching games at those particular times. So I think it's really a good move for U.S. soccer.
I think it is a very good deal, I think, for all parties concerned, because I think by the end of the deal, there will be more viewers watching MLS. I'm not going to say you're going to get ratings like NBA basketball, but I think it's a smart deal for a sport that's still growing, that you're going to be on three platforms, three networks on a regular basis, and that's important. And you're getting some money. I remember one time when the league was dying to get on TV, even if it was for free. But when you could pocket almost $100 million, that's not too shabby. So I think it's a smart move for MLS, definitely. I guess from a professional standpoint, I don't know why they had to have the press conference on the same day as the Jürgen Klinsmann announcement, but that's just my personal.
They just want to keep you guys busy. I mean, what else do you guys like to do on a Monday night?
And right? U.S. soccer, too, for that matter. I apologize.
Yeah, exactly.
I forgot about that.
Can't forget about that. Joe?
No, well, it's encouraging to see that, the pace that U.S. soccer is really taking in the United States. I think this is a landmark contract that they made, and it only proves that soccer has get bigger and bigger, and is going to invade the home of many people that maybe they're going to become pro instead against, you know, to the game. So it remains a very good announcement for soccer in the United States in general, and compliments to those people that are working hard to make that happen.
Oh, there's no doubt, you know, that the sport will grow. The only question I have is, how quickly will it grow? You know, I think we were all around when Bill Luzon called soccer the sport of the 70s, and maybe we thought it was going to be the 80s, and you know, it's here to stay. I think it's just a matter of what the progression will be like. Is, you know, like I said, no doubt it is here to stay. I think it's surpassed NHL hockey as the fourth team sport in this country in terms of interest and attendance. It's going to be difficult to catch up to football, baseball, and basketball, but being number four certainly is not a bad spot to be.
And a final note, I think that the result of the World Cup and how are we going to do in the World Cup is going to be the factor whether we're going to be second or third, you know, on the level of the United States sport, because a victory, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's a world competition, and it's a world affair. It's not just a national affair. It's a world affair that we compete with.
I think that's part of the unique appeal of it too. Considering, you know, every 2 years there's going to be the CONCACAF competition, and we have Copa America coming to the U.S. There's the World Cup every 4 years, and people
and
get excited
woman.
About international competitions like the Olympics. And I think I have no doubt that Copa America will be very successful in this country, no matter where they put the games. And you know, it's almost like we reach one level, one plateau, and now we move up to another one, and yet another one. We have a long way to go to catch up to many countries in the world, but we are making some incredible progress over a short period of time. It might not seem like a short period of time to us, but when you take a look at where U.S. soccer was 20, 25 years ago and where it is today,
exactly.
No comparison, none whatsoever.
Well, Mike, we appreciate your insight and coverage of all this big news today in U.S. soccer, and obviously there's going to be a lot more coming in the next few weeks as the U.S. men get ready for the World Cup. It starts in 1 month from today, 30 days from today on June the 12th for the U.S. It's June 16th. We can't wait, and enjoy the game tonight with the Cosmos and Minnesota, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
As always, gentlemen, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Have a good one.
Thank you,
Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll go internationally with Dick Howard, 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer. We'll talk more about what's going on in the world of soccer, Spain, England, Italy. It's all coming up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Start spreading the news.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain, and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Western New York Flash start an important three-match road trip this Saturday night against the Washington Spirit. Kickoff is at 6:30. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium on Saturday, May 31st at 7 p.m. for their first ever match against the expansion Houston Dash. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jolly Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The Rhinos begin play in the 101st Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night at Salem Stadium against the Western Mass Pioneers. All tickets for this game are $5, and parking in the Broad Street lot will be reduced to $2 on Wednesday as well. Gates open at 6:30 with kickoff at 7:30. Season ticket holders should use the ticket labeled TBD for this match, which is sponsored in part by Faber Homes. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on the exciting action of the U.S. Open Cup. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Claridge Design Center for all your bath, kitchen, and flooring needs. They're at 3240 Chilai Avenue. Number to call is 889-5800, or you go to their website at Claridge Design Center, and center is spelled the English way, CENTRE.com. Appropriately enough, we have with us now, originally from England and now proud of Canadian citizen, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Dick, how are you doing?
Great, Andrew. Crunch time again. It's La Liga this week, but last weekend we had it in the Premiership, but just fabulous, isn't it? I think... We are so fortunate in North America we can pick up all these games on TV, and the drama is just amazing. It's going to continue, I think, for this weekend.
My question to you, Dick, why wasn't in our time? We could be making money instead of spending money.
Oh, congratulations, Joe. I could not believe it, you know, winning all the home games and a tremendous result in Rome against Roma at the weekend. Congratulations. Hopefully they'll get their 100th goal this weekend.
I hope so, and thank you very much. Just an achievement. I see Conte on the sideline. I've been following the whole episode, and you know there is a lot of people that have accolades for you know, and for the coach and the whole organization, because they spend not as much money as other club, but they were able to get, you know, the result that they needed.
And he's probably wearing his Juventus polo shirt here in honor of the champions of Italy for the third straight year, a convincing championship, defeating Roma in their last, in their second to last game.
They left it late, though, Joe, didn't they?
Definitely.
And the former Roma striker getting the only goal, which didn't leave good taste in the fans of Roma, I'm sure.
You know, there was a lot of controversy between the coaches because, you know, for some reason, that's a thing that goes on now in Italy. The coaches, instead of staying in the background, they come in the front and they, you know, they criticize each other. And that adds to the drama of the game, you know, because...
It's very interesting, isn't it, Joe? It's a very good point, actually. I think you could get a great documentary or a mini-documentary looking at all the things that happen in the technical area around the world, because, as you rightly say, coaches are not just sitting on the bench now. They're animated. They're very much involved in the game when you think of certain coaches, and the coach of Juventus is one of them. Yeah. I think fascinating to see how coaches react, and I think back to the days of Franz Beckenbauer. You just sit on the bench, rarely get onto his feet, and just let the team do what they had to do on the field.
That's right.
You know, I you know, speaking about that, Andrew and I have made a few comments about Bob Lilly. It's they kind of coach just like Conte. You know, he's animated. Very intense coach, and you know, sometime.
But getting some great results, you know. I think you know, certainly the past weekend, and I've always had a great admiration for Bob Lilly. I think he does an excellent job. He's very much, he's a 24/7 coach. You know, he's similar to Martinez and Moyes, you know, managers like that in English football that are just constantly thinking about the game and how they can win the next game.
That's right. And that's true. You mentioned about La Liga, Dick, and boy, does anybody want to win this title? Everybody is losing, and Real Madrid fans have got to be just beside themselves. They had a chance to get in position where they could have won the championship, and they go and lose and get shut out. It was on the road at Celta Vigo. But still, it was just...
Never an easy place to get a result, but you expect it, even though Bale was out, wasn't he? CR7 was out, and they probably one eye on the Champions League final. But, it's a surprise. And then with the other teams both tying, it makes for a fascinating matchup this coming Saturday.
It's all on the line. Basically, Barcelona wins, they win the championship. If they don't win, it's Atletico Madrid. Atletico Madrid has a chance to be the best team in Europe and arguably the best team in the world if they can win their next two games against Barcelona on Saturday and then next Saturday against Real Madrid, their crosstown rivals in the Champions League final. It's a real Cinderella story, and no one would have ever expected Atletico to be in the position that they're in right now. And you wonder if the pressure that was getting them, they had a chance to put, they would have won the championship with a victory against Real Sociedad on Saturday and Sunday, and they could not do it.
Exactly, you know, and this is the thing, you know, you've got all of these results, it's amazing, but they've had an outstanding season, Atletico Madrid, regardless of the way things go, and you have to give credit, obviously, to Simeone and the players for doing so well. A great deal of admiration for what he has done with limited players. He didn't have the money that some of the other clubs had at their disposal.
So sometimes.
But one thing, Joe, I'd like to mention, and it's a player that, similar to a Paolo Maldini, the Zanetti retiring, you know, a legend with Internazionale and taking over, I think, as director of sport or sport director. But what a marvellous club man. When we talk about players moving around clubs, here's one, Javier Zanetti, that just had his one club mainly when he came to Italy, and that was it.
No, and besides that, I have to say that even though I'm not a fan of Internazionale, but I've always been a fan of Zanetti because he is truly a player. He's a sportsman. He's not an antagonistic. He's not. He looks for no glory. He just played for the team and he played to win. I mean, that reminds me of Panchito. That he took no prisoner on the field. So did Zanetti. He played the game the way it should be played, with tenacity, love, and I think that the Italian population that knows Zanetti, and even though he's been an adversary in many cases, they admire him.
Argentinian, and certainly he'll be rooting for his country in the World Cup. And we don't want to forget about England. We mentioned England, but it was pretty much anticlimactic with Manchester City, who didn't lead the league very often this year, but they led it at the end, which is all that matters. They took care of business at home in convincing fashion in their two matches, and they're the champions. And England's season will end this Saturday with the FA Cup final going on at the same time as Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. So I hope everybody has two televisions or split screen to watch Arsenal pretty much at home at Wembley against Hull City, a team that has never had a chance to win a title like this. And it's just a David and Goliath matchup, really.
Yeah. Well, I think that Arsenal, they have shown on occasions this season, moments of brilliance, because there's no team that can pass like Arsenal when they're on their game, and I fully expect them to lift the trophy this coming weekend.
It'll be the first one for them in a long time. They haven't had any hardware in a while, but I know my neighbor Dan Sullivan. He'll be rooting for his Arsenal Gunners on Saturday.
Yeah, there are lots of Arsenal fans I know in the Rochester area, and they're gunning for the Gunners. That's for sure.
Yep. Well, Dick, we're about out of time here. We're going to mention one quick thing before we go. Some disappointment, I'm sure, up in Toronto or maybe not, depending on how you look at it. Jermaine Defoe was left off of the England World Cup squad, which means he'll be with the
RSC. I was surprised. I thought Jermaine might have got in there, but they went for Ricky Lambert, I think, Southampton, in an attacking role. But as you say, one team's lost, another team's game. Toronto FC will certainly benefit from that.
Absolutely. So, obviously, more World Cup news as we get closer to the World Cup. We have our special show coming up on Memorial Day, where we're going to review and preview all the teams in the World Cup. We'll let everybody know what to look for. And we did it 4 years ago with yourself and Michael and me and Dick and Joe, and we'll do it again this year on Memorial Day. So,
look forward to
that, Dick.
I'm already taking notes.
Glad to have you in Rochester, Dick.
Okay, guys. Ciao.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Have a good one. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And in the background, for all the Hull City fans out there, one of the greatest bands ever out of Hull, called the House Martins. Their first album was called London Nil, Hull 4. I'm sure it's the score they're hoping for in the FA Cup final on Saturday. We'll be right back with Lance Roseboom of the Rochester Rhinos on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
What a good place to be. Don't believe I have to speak a different language than it's ever been.
Local sports news.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
The Western New York Flash start an important three-match road trip this Saturday night against the Washington Spirit. Kickoff is at 6:30. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return the Salem Stadium on Saturday, May 31st at 7 p.m. for their first ever match against the expansion Houston Dash. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cougia Cougia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rhinos begin play in the 101st Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup this Wednesday night at Salem Stadium against the Western Mass Pioneers. All tickets for this game are $5, and parking in the Broad Street lot will be reduced to $2 on Wednesday as well. Gates open at 6:30 with kickoff at 7:30. Season ticket holders should use the ticket labeled TBD for this match, which is sponsored in part by Faber Homes. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on the exciting action of the U.S. Open Cup. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. And this Wednesday, the Rochester Rhinos will open play in the U.S. Open Cup, 101st edition of the annual event. And Rhinos will play a familiar foe. They've played them before, the Western Mass Pioneers out of the PDL. It starts at 7:30 on Wednesday. Go over to call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Joining us right now to talk about that and the Rhinos' six-match unbeaten streak currently in the USL Pro is Lance Roseboom. And Lance's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, $5 tickets for the match on Wednesday against the Western Mass Pioneers. 7:30 kickoff. Come out and support your Rhinos in the 2014 U.S. Open Cup. Good evening, Lance. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Lance, and welcome to Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Thank you very much.
You got a big game coming up this Wednesday. You know, it's the opening of the Open Cup, and certainly one of the oldest competition that exists in North America for for all the teams, many teams participate from amateur to professional. Tell us, have you played in this tournament before, or it's your first time? Tell us a little bit the preparation, what you guys are shooting for.
I competed in this tournament last year. Unfortunately, when I played with DC, I was injured for that Open Cup. But last year was the first time I participated in this tournament. It really is. It's a great event. It's an exciting event. And like you said, there are so many different teams, all the way from amateur to MLS. And it's a great it's a chance for every team, every player to showcase themselves on a very, very high level. And going into this week, it's tough because we just had a very, very tough game against Orlando City, and we also have a game coming up against Pittsburgh on Saturday. So we have that, we have the start of the Cup kind of squeezed in here on Wednesday. But, mindset is the same. It's a really important event for us. We want to get as deep as we can, and obviously we know about the 1999 Cup run, but, we want to get as deep as we can, and we're going to come out on Wednesday, and, like we play every game, we're going to go out there and give it our all and play to win.
And, of course, Western Mass, they are looking to knock off the Rhinos, and the Rhinos have never lost to a team under them in the U.S. Soccer pyramid. So, obviously, they're gunning for the Rhinos, a team that has a lot of experience. They've been in the league for many, many years. So it's going to be a tough match. I'm sure they're going to come in and try to pull the upset.
No, you're absolutely right. And, talking with Coach today, these games can be the toughest because these guys, they're going to come out and they're going to leave everything that they have on the field and they're going to battle for 90 minutes. So I think the important thing is that we have to match that intensity and be ready to battle for 90 minutes as well. So you're absolutely right. It's going to be a tough game and we're prepared for it.
Lance, you're a defender, with a lot of guts and a lot of and you did a heck of a job at Herzog.
Yes.
Corey Herzog, right. And was that just your assignment, as a man-to-man coverage, or just you guys played the zone?
It was one of those things because we played a little bit different formation on Saturday. So we played kind of a diamond formation in the middle with Tyler Rosen playing in front of me as an attacking mid. And what we wanted to do, because Orlando City is obviously a very talented team, and what we wanted to do is we kind of wanted just to be a cover. I needed to be a cover for the back four. And then we also wanted to clog up those passing lanes because Orlando's a team that loves to just get in those little gaps and pass. And they're a very, very talented team, like I said. And what my goal was going into the game, I knew I needed to be very tough, and I knew I needed to be hard in the challenge. I just wanted to close up those gaps and make it as easy as possible on our back four. And I think it was a pretty good performance from us overall. But the unfortunate thing is, we wanted to get that win very badly, and we need to learn how to close out these games because, like you said at the beginning, we are on a 6-game unbeaten streak, and that's great. But at the end of the day, three more of those should have been wins. We needed to close out that game against Richmond last weekend. We should have closed out the game this weekend against Orlando City as well. So. It's great, and we're playing well, and we're playing hard, but, as a team, we kind of need to learn how to close out games.
Tell us what happened on the goal. I mean, it just was a fluke ball?
It's one of those things. They came out in the second half, and we kind of knew that they were gonna send a lot of guys forward to start off. And they did that. They made a couple substitutions. The unfortunate thing is, you never want to give up goals on set pieces, and I think that goal was absolutely preventable. They had a guy make a run to the near post, and we didn't mark the guy well enough, and we just weren't able to clear the ball out. You never want to give up a goal on a set piece. Unfortunately, that's a lot of times that's what costs you points, and unfortunately on Saturday night it did, but. Like I said, we're playing well and we're working hard and we're improving. And, we have a long ways to go for sure, but we are improving as a group. And I think that if we keep improving, there's great results ahead of us.
Well, Lance, obviously one of the things that
was really good about Saturday's game is that we scored against Orlando at home, which we'd never done before. And Tyler Roseland got that goal, but then unfortunately he had to be substituted out in the 38th minute. I think it really changed the complexion of the game. He was having a very strong match and unfortunately was hurt. Can you give us an update on what his status is? What was the injury and how's he doing?
Yeah, absolutely. No, he's doing okay. He's had a little bit of hamstring problems the last week or so. I don't think it's anything too serious. I think he just tweaked his hamstring a little bit. He went to the doctor today and he's getting treatment on it. And, you know, I'm not sure when he'll be back. I would guess, you know, he's a tough kid. He's very, very durable. So I don't think it's anything too serious, and I think he'll be back. You know, I would guess within a week to 2 weeks. You know, we need him. You know, he's our captain, and he's a very good player, and he does a lot of things for us out on the field. But I don't think he'll miss an extended period of time, which is good news.
That is good news, and he's, as I mentioned, he's the captain, he's the leader out there, and he'll be leading from the bench, as I know he'll be, you know, with the team in spirit on the field. But you mentioned about, of course, the game on Saturday. You have to go to Pittsburgh, a team that is always tough to play against, but they've not won a game this year, so they're obviously very hungry, and they felt they were unjustly punished in the game against Orlando. They played on Friday where they believe they should have had a penalty, and it was actually overturned or rescinded. It was something I'd never seen before, very rarely. But what do you expect to see from the Riverhounds on Saturday?
You know, it's going to be a tough week for us because we have to be prepared for Wednesday, but we have to be prepared for Saturday as well. They, like you said, they haven't won a game, but I've watched some of their games, and they're a very good team. And you know, they've, like you said, I think the result is a little bit unfair to them against Orlando City on Friday. And they've tied some good teams, and they're talented, and you know it'll be good to go up against Danny Earls again, to play against Danny, and you know, he's a very good player. But they really do. They have a lot of talented players, and they're going to be hungry for that first win at home. So we have to have a good training sessions this week. We have to be ready for Wednesday, and then we certainly have to be ready for Saturday as well. We pride ourselves not only getting results at home, but getting results on the road. We just need to go into that game and give it all we have, and hopefully we get a result.
Well, Lance, we wish you guys the best of luck on Wednesday. I'll be there. We're not broadcasting the game, but I'll be in the press box covering it for the show. And, of course, we'll be watching you guys on the Internet on Saturday at Tymark Stadium in Pittsburgh, beautiful place to play right on the river. And we wish you guys all the best for a couple of big wins, hopefully, this coming week. Thanks a lot for being with us tonight.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Lance Roseboom here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass from the Rhinos. Again, Friday, Wednesday night, $5 tickets for the Rhinos and Western Mass in their first Open Cup game of 2014. We'll be right back with Kelsey Weiss, who had her first professional shutout in her first professional match on Sunday against Sky Blue from the Western New York Flash. She's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team at the Blue Cross Arena the past three seasons. Because of you, the Lancers led the league in attendance for the second straight year. Later this fall, the Lancers will be back in a brand new top-flight nationwide indoor soccer league, so don't miss out. Lancer season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at the Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK or visit ourlancers.com to purchase your tickets today.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
The Western New York Flash start an important three-match road trip this Saturday night against the Washington Spirit. Kickoff is at 6:30. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium on Saturday, May 31st at 7 p.m. for their first ever match against the expansion Houston Dash. Get your Flash tickets by visiting the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. I'm your
blue man. Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here and Joe Redcard Sirianni and one of the greatest bands ever out of the state of Florida, KC and the Sunshine Band. There was certainly a lot of sunshine yesterday at Salem Stadium as the Western New York Flash defeated Sky Blue 2-0. And getting the shutout in her first professional match is our next guest from the Sunshine State of Florida. Kelsey Weiss joins us. Kelsey's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Flash will be back home on the 31st of May against the Houston Dash. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Good evening, Kelsey, and congratulations on your win yesterday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on, and it's great meeting you at the Flash kickoff dinner a couple weeks ago at the Italian American Community Center. And on the game yesterday, you had to be even more special for you that your parents came up from Florida to watch the match, and you not only got the shutout, but you got an assist as well. So what a great way to start your pro career.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. It was an exciting day for me. Been patient and waiting for my opportunity, and last night it presented itself, and I couldn't have thought of a better way for it to pan out, and was happy for my parents to be there and happy to give my mom something like that on Mother's Day. So I hope they enjoyed it and everyone else as well.
Congratulations, and this is Joe Sirianni. I was watching you, and your performance was very, very, very well done. I just thought, you know, the only thing that I was hollering from the side for you toward the end to slow down and don't get caught, you know, slowing the game down a little bit, because I didn't want the referee to catch you, you know, holding the ball too long. So I kept on saying, kick the ball, kick the ball, kick the ball. I'm very excited at the game. And the first half was not so great, but the second half, you guys come out on fire. I mean, it just, what did the coach say, you know, to you guys to come out and do the job that you guys did?
Oh, well, I think overall as a team, we kind of just looked at each other and said it wasn't good enough in the first half. And we talked about a few tactical things in the locker room from a defending standpoint as well as an attacking standpoint. And I think we did a good job to come out in the second half and start right away and hold each other accountable to the things that we needed to adjust to. And I think we did that, and were successful with that. So that was a good, it was good overall.
In your position as a goalkeeper, you see the game, you got the game in front of you. You see your player, you see the job that they do, and what needs to be done. Are you very, very are you coaching from behind, or what do you do?
Yeah, definitely coaching from behind. I think the girls that I play behind, all the girls in the back line do a good job of that as well. And I think as I get more games under my belt and more experience, I'll be a little bit better at that. I think communication and coaching comes along with experience. And so yesterday was obviously my first game. Probably wasn't as good as it could have been, but I'll be looking forward to fixing that and getting comfortable with everyone in front of me and just being better at that in general.
We're here with Kelsey Weiss of the Western New York Flash. And Kelsey, the other factor in the game that, you know, looking back on it was the wind. There was a good stiff wind going from left to right from where we're looking at it in the press box. So the Flash had the wind in the second half, and it seems like you guys really took advantage of that wind, especially on your clearances. Your long clearances got even longer with the wind, and that helped us set up the insurance goal that Abby scored in stoppage time. Was that something you guys were planning to use, that wind advantage in the second half like you did?
Yeah, well, Abby told me from the start she was going to try to get the other half so we could have the win in the first half, but I think it worked out well for us at the end of the day, and we talked about that in the locker room, that we knew that the wind was a factor in the first half, maybe that we couldn't possess the ball and keep it on the ground as much as we wanted to. So that was one of the other tactical things we talked about, mentioning that we would have the wind in the second half, and I think that definitely played a role, and I think that it definitely helped on our side.
Now, one of the things I want to ask you, for all the young goalkeepers out there, and there's certainly many of them out there who listen to our show and watch you play, you have a very long clearance. All like Hope Solo has a very long punt. How did you develop that, and what would young keepers need to do to get that kind of distance on their clearances?
I'd just say, for the most part, repetition and keep practicing over and over again. And once you get it right, you'll feel the way it's supposed to feel every time, and then obviously shoot to make it feel like that every single time. But it takes a lot of practice. It's something you should work on probably every day. I think the practice for a few minutes at least. So I'd say for the most part, just repetition.
So all you girls out there, listen to what Kelsey says.
You have to develop a strong leg and strong muscle above all that. Kicking is one thing, but having the power behind, it's another thing. Am I right?
Yes.
And yeah. Kelsey, the Flash, of course, go on the road on Saturday against Washington. What do you guys expect to see from the Spirit?
Well, last time we played them, it was a good matchup, and I think that right now we're kind of just focusing on ourselves. We have a day off and to get our bodies back with us, and then tomorrow or the next day we'll focus on ourselves and just what we need to do in order to be successful. Obviously, last time we played them, it was a good matchup, so we had that experience, and I was able to sit back and watch that one, so that's probably an advantage for me to be able to sit there and watch, and now I'll have my chance to play.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in the nets on Saturday. You can watch the match online at nwslsoccer.com. They'll have a link there. It starts at 6:30. So you can watch the Rhinos on one computer and watch the Flash on another computer. So a little dual screen action going on. So, Kelsey, again, congratulations. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll wish you guys the best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thanks, bye-bye, Kelsey. Now. Bye-bye. Kelsey Weiss from the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we want to remind everybody before we go off the air tonight, a couple big things. First of all, again, a Memorial Day show. We're going to preview the World Cup coming up in Brazil. The entire show will be devoted to that. So be sure to set your alarm, set your clocks on Memorial Day after you have a nice dinner, a nice picnic. Listen to our show. You get all the latest information on the teams, the groups, and what we think is going to happen in the World Cup. And, of course, we'll be spending a lot of time talking about England against Italy, I'm sure. A big first game for those two countries.
We will, Andrew, you and I, and we both, I'd imagine you're Italian.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm more concerned about United States' group right now. Well, that's all I really care about is U.S. and Ghana. And, again, Next week we'll have an announcement, hopefully, about what we're going to do on that special night, June 16th. The U.S. plays Ghana starting at 6. We'll let you know about that next week. And, of course, mark your calendar for June 9th. It's our 20th anniversary show on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I can't believe it's been 20 years.
And we've got to thank the guy that started all this, Charlie Shano. He's the guy that did this show.
We want to thank also our guests tonight, Kelsey Weiss, Jackie Maynard from The Flash, Mike Cipolla, Aaron Lyons, also Lance Rosewood from the Rhinos, Greg Stan, Dave Slinsky, and Pat Erkley from the Rhinos. They're Rhinos in action this Wednesday in the U.S. Open Cup against Western Mass at 7:30. Tickets are $5. Get them by calling 454-KICK. And then the Rhinos in action at Pittsburgh Saturday at 7. And the Flash in action against Washington at 6:30 on Saturday. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis at Hofstra University, and Dick Howard in Toronto, Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One and up then.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. LiveWire. Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.